Welcome back to our Success in a Year program, and now we're into month four, where we're going to be covering a powerful topic called persistence. And how persistent are you? That's really what I want to ask you and really get you to contemplate and reflect on. Are you a persistent person? Or do you have a persistent personality? Do you stick with things, or do you kind of easily give up when things get a little bit tough? And I think all of us, if we're honest with ourselves, probably fall into both categories. It kind of just depends on the situation. And really what we want to do this month is focus on strengthening our persistence muscle, so to speak. Now, I think you would agree with this, that, and many people argue that persistence is pretty much the most powerful success trait there is. And really the reason is that if you don't persist, it means you quit. And if you quit, then you never get what you want out of life. And so the people that ultimately get what they want are the people that have just tried something again and something new and something else until they ultimately got to where they want to go. The problem is that we often look at successful people, people that have achieved great things or that are way up the further up the ladder or further down the road, closer to where we want to be, and we're nowhere near there yet, and we just see their results and we see all the success they have in their lives, but we forget that they were once where we were at and probably even further back. And they probably had a whole bunch of failures and they had to try a lot of different things that didn't work, but it was their persistence that allowed them to continue forward and get to where they are right now. And I'll tell you what, another thing is those people aren't done yet. If you're looking at someone right now and admiring where they've got to in their life and what they've achieved, chances are, and I can pretty much promise you this, it's more than just chances are, I guarantee you that they're still looking way down the road and they're striving for way bigger goals now. They're still persisting through a whole new level of challenges and obstacles that they have to get through. Persistence never ends. It's really about setting your visions as to where you want to be and then doing whatever it takes, as long as it takes, until you get there. Persistence, unfortunately, is not something that people do naturally, and it's very easy to give up if you have big goals. Like, we're in this program, we're talking about 10-year visions, right? When you think about things that you can achieve over the course of 10 years, it's fun. It's very exciting to think of, you know, the trips you want to take, or the, who knows, the missions that you have to accomplish and to help people. I don't know what it is for you. But you look at the end result and you think how great that would be. And then it comes to the action taking that we talked about in those goal steps. And that can be a very long, drawn out process. And it's very easy to lose touch with where we're going and very easy for us to just stop persisting. Things get very difficult. They get frustrating. Roadblock after roadblock gets thrown up and we just don't want to persist anymore. So we actually want to use this month to train these persistent muscles so that really persistence is who we become. I like to say that I am persistence. I just keep going no matter what. And the good news is that persistence is actually a skill. So we're going to be developing that skill this month. And you can learn it, but you can also train it. So it's all about our ability to bounce back from failure and just power through those obstacles that we've been talking about. So this month, there's basically four things that we're going to do that really helps you hone in and focus on them. I've got them all four of them up here at once so that we can kind of talk through them one after the other. The first thing, and we want you to do this in week one, and that is to make a list of 10 different times in your life where you've persevered and you've been successful. And some of us are pretty hard on ourselves, so we might think, well, I don't know, I'm the kind of guy that I just give up. If things don't work out after two or three tries, then I just give up. And then I'll say, okay, really? Let's go back really far in your lifetime and think back to when you first learned how to talk, when you first learned how to walk or to eat. If you need to go way back then do it, because guess what? You persevered and you persisted until you achieved those skills. There's so many things that you do right now naturally that were not natural at some point, that through persistence and perseverance and doing them over and over and over again and learning through failure, that you kind of just ingrain naturally into your life and you don't even think about it anymore. If you drive a car, case in point, you probably sucked at that at one point, and now you probably do it pretty naturally without thinking. And then there's obviously going to be times that are a little bit more goal-oriented where you really achieve something pretty cool. Maybe you got a promotion, or maybe you landed your dream job, and it took you 5, 10, 15, 20 attempts. It took you getting a second degree to get that job. I don't know what it is for you, but you really had to persist and persevere. We want to take this week to really let our minds focus on all those times where we did persevere so that you can remind yourself that you are the kind of person that does this, and now you're going to be the kind of person that just simply lives this way all the time. Next, you're going to make a list of 10 situations where you didn't have the successful outcome you hoped for because you gave up. Do you have regrets? And I'm guessing that 10 is going to be a number that's achievable for you. But if not, that's okay too. If it's less than 10, that's fine. But think about it. There's probably been a number of situations in your life where you had an idea and you just lost interest. And maybe that was the best decision at the time because you moved on to something more successful. That's okay. But let's make note of it. But by giving yourself a chance to think about this, you can go back and re-examine exactly what happened. Were there certain things that happened in that situation that you can see or notice a pattern in so that maybe you avoid doing those things again in the future? But really give yourself a chance to think about those situations where you can acknowledge that I gave up and maybe it could have happened for me, but I did give up and you know I'm living with that choice now, but it was a situation where I gave up. And if I could go back, would I do it differently? That's always a powerful question to ask yourself. Next, the third week, you want to analyze both of these lists and really think on five takeaway points or really lesson learned from you during this experience. So, for example, I give up too easy when I'm faced with financial hardship. So I really wanted to start this business and things were going well and there was some prospective customers coming in the door and then I had to take it to the next level, but I couldn't get the funding or I got the funding and I blew the money, I spent it the wrong way and things just fell flat and I had to declare bankruptcy or I had to pause the project and then I never came back to it. I don't know what it is for you, but really think about those lessons learned because a lot of the time when we give up or when we do persevere, we forget the lesson. And the thing here is we want to make sure that every action that we take, everything that happens to us in our lives, that we learn the lesson, document the lesson so that we never do the things that are hurting us ever again and that we repeat the things that are working for us as often as possible. Then finally, you want to go back to your goals list from the very first month. And maybe that's evolving. Right now we're in month four. Maybe you've got some new goals. Maybe you're working with that accountability partner to identify some different steps you should be taking. And start identifying, or at least potentially identifying, any issues that might be coming up. Some roadblocks that you foresee coming. Maybe those financial problems that are creeping back in. I don't know what it is for you. And start thinking about how will I ensure that I persist through these? How will I ensure that I do not give up and stay on course because these are important goals, important actions for me to be taking? With all of that, at the end of month four, you should basically ingrain persistence as a part of who you are and you'll never turn back again.